We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right, kick off to pool season. Pools all over the upstate opening. Ours opened last weekend.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Yeah, swim team started and all that good stuff.
Plenty of sunscreen, I hope.
Yep. And in celebration of that, I thought I'd impart this information on you. New poll. 51% of Americans say they have used a swimming pool as an alternative to showering before.
Okay, well,
because pools are fun and showers are lame.
That's a little better than another activity that goes on in a bathroom, I guess.
Well, I'm glad you asked that.
Oh, brother, here we go.
Yes, 40% of us in the poll admit to having peed in the pool as an adult.
Oh, no.
So welcome to pool season. It's exciting, isn't it?
You know, it's one
thing.
The best
of summer.
It's one thing if it's the ocean. Or the lake, but
yeah,
not in the pool.
Because, you mean, you go into the ocean fully aware there's got to be whale and shark pee in there,
oh,
right?
Please.
You know that going in, you know?
Good grief, it is nothing but a septic tank for aquarian life. I
yes.
mean, that's it. That's all it is.
Right, and you know that going in, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile. All right, I want to read this really quickly. I don't want to stay on this topic, but I do want to read this text. And this is about the new white privilege anti-white privilege adversity score that the College Board has decided to tattoo onto students.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so the College Board, they administer the SATs. Okay, so that's their job. Figure out if you know stuff, right? Well, they've assigned themselves a new job, combating white privilege. And see, here's how they're going to do it. They assign an adversity score to each student. You are judged on things you can't control, like the crime rate in your zip code and sub-zip code, the poverty level in your zip code and sub-zip code, the poverty level at your high school, and you are penalized for if you go to a high-scoring high school, particularly if that high school has a low poverty level. Which, this is a sucker punch to the middle class. I just know so many parents who, you know, we had a text earlier from you know, somebody who moved to a hole in the wall. Middle-class parents do this. So they find that one place they can afford in that great attendance zone. Like this woman. I just wanted to read this. Because I was pointing out earlier, this is going to penalize black people. I mean, this is a war on achievement, not a war for race. Texter writes, "Wow, Tara, I also moved to a hole-in-the-wall duplex on the east side so my kid could go to Eastside High. Great school. I'm a single mom, and I wanted my child to have a better life than me. Oh, and I'm black. Hashtag sacrifice." Yeah, you're going down. You thought that you could get ahead in life? Well, that's not gonna be allowed.
Moving on up to the east side.
Well, yeah, no, because, I mean, if you get ahead in life, you won't need the Democrat Party. And then what good are you? We got to nip that in the bud during the college admission process, thinking you're going to get ahead in life. Whatever. By the way, and this is the most outrageous part, students are not allowed to know their adversity scores or challenge them.
That's just...
Because I guess we live in a totalitarian regime.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, 50 colleges used the score last year as a beta test. It's going to go to 150 this fall, and then they're going to use it more broadly the year after that.
Hmm.
Texter writes, "Why do I see Bill Murray in Caddyshack?"
Okay, I think that's a reference to the pool story, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, here we go. This is another one. Tara, I've worked my butt off to help my single mother-daughter live in a good area so my grandkids can go to good schools. Now we're all going to be punished for it? Yep, that's the idea. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Are they trying to turn America into a blank hole? Well, I think that's the plan, too. Anyway. All right, moving on. I got to get to a couple of things here in this segment. You know, I'm really... Joe Biden, I got to tell you, Joe Biden is really stressing me out, Lee.
Oh, no, not Joe.
Yeah, no, Joe's stressing me out. You know what? Joe's stressing me out.
You're afraid he's going to walk up behind you and grab your shoulders.
Yeah, there is that, too. There's that, too. I'd prefer he does it in the pool. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a remedy for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. So, my fear with Joe Biden, did you see this? He announced they're going to put him on a teleprompter.
Okay.
Because he's a gaffe machine.
Oh, yeah.
You see, my fear is that he will gaffe himself right out of the race before we have a chance to beat him.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been kind of stressed out watching him on the trail. I mean, you thought Trump was a gaffe machine? He got nothing on this guy.
No.
Did you hear what he said? Oh, just yesterday.
Oh gosh, what is it now?
Yes, on the wake of making the argument that we are obliged to pay for free health care for any illegal that shows
anybody
up.
Anybody that
obliged,
comes across the border.
He said.
Yeah, it's our obligation.
Obligation, yes. Obligate. His words, no, it's our obligation. So, you know, and I would explain how, you know, since 1% of Guatemala and El Salvador respectively have come here.
Yeah,
since,
already here.
Since September.
Yeah.
That means you're obliged to pay for health care for everybody in all these countries. If they could just, you know, get here, even if you don't get free health care, but you pay taxes. So Joe explained that, and that was very helpful. Earlier in the week, you know, and I'm thinking, shut up, Joe, please. No, he's not. Did you hear what he just said? And just even the way this was delivered. Okay, here you go. Take a listen.
Here's the deal. One of the reasons we're the nation we are is because we've been able to cherry pick the best of every single culture in the world. That's why we're who we are. Think about it. Whether it's my great-great-grandfather getting on a coffin ship in the Irish Sea to come here in the middle of famine, or somebody coming in Guadalajara today saying, you know, I got a great idea, family. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, drop us in the desert, place that doesn't want us. Won't that be fun? Who are your ancestors who came, with the exception of African Americans, which is the original sin we have to live with? Who is? What happened? These are the people who are optimistic, people tough, resilient. They're the people who came. So we cherry-picked the best of every nation, and we should not forget who we are. It is the United States of America.
You know, Lee, I got to say, this brought tears to my eyes because it brought back all the family stories of that time that we hired a coyote to illegally get us across the border, and we bought a kid while we were at it. And we used him to get into America. Then we dumped him on the border. It was great. But don't worry, he had his mom's phone number on his shoe, and it was awesome, man. It just brings me to tears every time I remember. It's a great American tradition. No, wait, it's not.
Yeah.
What? What? You came from Guadalajara and hired a coyote, and that's the great American immigration experience? Are you kidding me? Why don't you tell us about the heroin you strapped to your back, too, while you were at it? What the heck? How does he compare this to our ancestors?
I have no idea. I found very little united about that statement he made, period.
I mean.
Please keep talking, Joe.
Just
keep talking.
Keep talking. No, I need him to shut up long enough to win the primary.
You want him to win the primary.
Yes.
Okay. And talk like that will help him to win the primary, obviously.
Yeah, then just turn him loose. Cut the cord on the teleprompter and let him go.
Yeah. Maybe the Russians could hack his teleprompter during the election.
I'm sure they will, probably multiple times.
Well, I'm sure Trump can make that suggestion.
Yeah.
And then it'll be taken seriously and investigated.
Yeah.
In his next term.
Oh, it's just, okay. I mean, to even compare. By the way, I looked this up, okay? Yeah, so it's like, you know, so like my grandfather, he got on at a coffin ship. And he was an illegal immigrant in the proud tradition of illegal immigrants coming to the country. I mean, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
No. Ancestry. By the way, did a very vast and wide analysis of Joe Biden's ancestry. I don't know why. In 2016, it's on their site.
Yeah.
So you know what you can learn there? You know how Grandpa Joe came over?
How did Grandpa Joe get here?
Ellis Island!
Well, yeah.
He didn't need a coyote.
Well, exactly. And Ellis Island was an immigration
station. In other words, he did it legally.
Yeah, that's right. Came in through a port on a ship to an area where the U.S. federal government was processing legal immigrants coming into this country who wanted to immigrate to this country legally.
Texter writes, Biden sounds drunk.
He definitely sounds not quite fully capable at this point.
How are the American people going to identify with the coyote immigration experience? And to put that up next to the legal immigration experiences of all of our ancestors, as if it is somehow equal or even the same.
But see, people don't know these stories anymore. We're so far removed from those generations that I don't think that people can empathize with that situation. And so what they are hit with is all this guilt, this white privilege guilt that rich guilt that the Democrats and liberals keep laying upon us. And that's what's got people thinking. So they make an emotional decision. You know, I feel guilty about this. I feel guilty about that. I've had all this privilege. I'm so blessed to be here. You know, yeah, I should vote for Democrats so we can allow just anybody to come in here and we'll just pay for everything. And I'll just write a check and I won't have to have that guilt anymore. And that's what they're running on.
I guess. Texter writes, hey, Tara, heard you talking about swimming this morning on the radio. Do your kids swim sail for a neighborhood?
Yes.
You know what they found out yesterday, Lee? See, I want to make them into good swimmers. You know what I mean? Because yeah. Nothing will do that like swim team.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they realized yesterday they were going to be twice a day practices, 5 days a week.
Uh-huh.
There were actual tears running down. I'm not kidding you. What? Running down one of my kids' face. How could you do this to me, Mom?
What? No swim privilege?
How could you do this to me? It's my summer. I said, because I don't want a police officer on my front step.
Yeah.
I don't want that. You're going to learn how to swim. And then you know what I told him? Just to make him cry heartily. Don't think you can slack off either, because if you don't do well this year, you're doing it again next year. It's going to be a long summer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
47% say the economy is in excellent or good condition. In the last 18 years, that number has only been higher twice. Both times were under the Trump administration in 2018. Now go back to a month before Trump's inauguration to December of 2016, and just 33% of voters rated the economy positively. Now voters also weighing in on how good of a job Trump is doing. 46% approve of the president's job.
We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
Oh, I can take some more. By the way, did you see this? These poll numbers. These are early polls, so I don't know. But they're interesting. What is going on with Trump and millennials? Now, I'm going to have to see some more polls before I fully accept this as the truth. But there's a whole rash of them out there. Now, remember this, okay, during the Obama years, millennials were told they would never have a job, or if they did, they'd have to cobble together two part-time jobs, and that was the new normal. They should just accept it. Well, right now, series of polls, we'll see if this holds. Among millennials, Trump is soaring and Bernie Sanders is cratering. Yeah. Here's what we have. Okay, we talked about one of these yesterday. It's a new poll out from Zogby. Okay, so this, I'll do that one first. Trump wins 51% approval from likely voters, 48% disapproval, right? But among younger millennials, those age 18 to 29, Trump gets 51% approval. Those are likely voters. Among older millennials, those are 25 to 35 year olds, 53% approve. Whoa. Meanwhile, this is from The Hill, another poll, Morning Consult poll, shows Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign taking another turn for the worse this week, with new surveys showing his support among younger voters, once a key aspect of his political base, plummeting to new lows just months before voters head to the polls. According to the recent report from Morning Consult, Sanders' support among voters age 18 to 29 has plunged from 45%. Excuse me, from 45% to just 33% in May. Sanders' support with the youngest voters, who propelled his surprising challenge to then-Democrat contender Hillary Clinton in 2016, has steadily declined in the poll. since topping out at 46% in late February. What's been going on this year? Yeah, the Republican leadership's been asleep, but Trump has been taking it to socialism, has he not? What has he been doing? He's been using Venezuela to instruct and advise. Chris Saliza, a pretty famous pollster, this is from The Hill, has noted the rise of Trump among the young has been going on as a trend, as a matter of fact. Young voters are starting to flock to Trump, and it may well be that it's at Bernie Sanders' expense. Now, we don't know what they'll do with Biden. I mean, if Biden's a nominee, I don't know. But this is not, it's not just a measure of Trump versus Bernie. Now, when you look at it in these terms, this is a measure of capitalism versus socialism, is what this is. This is what Bernie stands for. It's a similar pattern to the one seen for Reagan after the jobs boom of 1982. Younger people were the biggest beneficiaries and flocked to Reagan in a way they rarely do for Republicans. Look, you know what's going on here, folks? Let me tell you what's going on. Republicans just didn't bother. They wrote off young people. They wrote off Hispanic people. They wrote off black people. They wrote off gay people. Yeah, we don't need to talk to them. And then they said, wow, our tent's too small. Our tent's too small. Maybe we need to begin adopting the Democrat Party's policies. And then maybe they'll like us. And people are like, no, we'd just rather have the original, the Democrat Party. They didn't bother to try making the argument. Bush didn't. And nobody's made the argument since Reagan. It worked out spectacularly for him. Trump is chucking that in a trash can and setting it on fire. He's like, the heck with that. I don't talk to everybody. I think they will identify with wage growth, with economic growth, with job opportunity. I don't think that's a white thing. I think everybody likes that. Young people, old people, black people, white people. And they do. You know what Trump does? He talks to you like no one else does. And you know what it is? He talks to you like you're an American. He talks to you like you're an American. And that he assumes your interests. I like every other American's interest, their human interest. That's how he speaks to people. And it resonates. Why don't we try this 20 years ago? I have no idea.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texter writes, these liberal idiots can kiss my white privileged rear. I have eaten more ramen noodles than I can count over the years to get where I am today. Every person has the same opportunities in this country. Some just refuse to work and take advantage of them. Texter writes, Joe Biden seems like the character of John Belushi in Animal House and the movie 1941, especially in Belushi's speeches. Texter writes, have you ever seen a president with such a high approval rating be that far behind in a poll for the next election? Ridiculous. I don't believe these polls in the least bit. Well, that's why we're very cautious about them, too. Texter writes, text line, by the way, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Isn't it rich? Duke Energy cries for rate increases because profits are down. They mail out free LED bulbs and guides with advice on cutting your power bill. Something isn't right. No, something isn't right. By the way, do you know a neat freak? My son is a neat freak. It's a very strange child-parent relationship to have to raise a neat freak if you're not a neat freak. I'm fairly neat. I mean, I'm respectable, but I'm not. I mean, compulsive. He is. So I was glad to read this. He's the kind of kid, like, I'll put down a pile of towels. You know what I mean? Just put it right there on the counter. He'll come behind me and straighten the edges. Which, they're just going into the shower to be used. And he's like, I know. He can't help. He's compulsive. He's compulsive about it. And I don't mean, like, medically compulsive. I mean, it's just the way they are. You live with one, you're like, whoa. Well, I was glad to see this. You probably, too, if you have a neat freak in your life. Or maybe you are a neat freak. A new study found clean freaks are twice as likely as messy people to be happy with their life in general. Yeah, because they just, once the towels were straight, they were happy. They felt they'd done something. 62% of super clean people say they're happy compared to just 30% of people who describe themselves as messy. Study didn't address those of us who are in between. New study found a direct correlation between how clean you are and how happy you are, and the super clean are much more likely to be happy in general. They probably have clean privilege and should be beaten for it, right? Good gosh. All right. Anyway, 67% of super clean people also like their job compared to 38% of messy people. 70% of the super clean are happy with their love life versus 40% of the messy. 76% say they're satisfied with their relationship with their family versus 42% of the messy. You know what this is? If you are messy, you let your kids be messy. It just dawned on me one day. Just like a lightning bolt. You know, that's going to, yeah, that if you let them be messy and teach them that it's okay by not doing anything about it, that's going to harm their future, you know, family relationships, romantic relationships, marriage relationships. It's important. Nah, it is. It's important. My husband does this. The kids' beds are in the far-flung corner of the house. So we don't always go by them, and sometimes they won't make them. My husband has been known to make the kids make their beds at, 5 p.m. He discovers that they haven't been made for that. He's like, we're just going to get in them. I don't care. Too bad. All right, speaking of messy, this is getting messy as it's being cleaned up. Did you see this? Okay, you got Brennan, former head of the CIA and self-confessed communist. I'm a fan of the USSR when he was supposed to be combating them at the CIA. Brennan turned on Comey yesterday. Former head of the FBI. Blame the whole thing on him, the whole, you know, dossier thing. Why wouldn't me? No, it was that guy Comey. Well, James Baker, he's the general counsel, former FBI general counsel. I mean, this is the top lawyer at the FBI, was deeply involved in the whole FISA thing. He just turned on Comey. Did you see what he said? Okay, folks, this coming from the general counsel of the FBI is a big deal. When the general counsel of the FBI uses terms like blackmail to talk about Comey's activities, whoa. Let me read it to you. Former FBI general counsel James Baker said this week that he and other officials were quite worried that former FBI director James Comey appeared to be blackmailing then-President-elect Trump during a 2017 meeting regarding serious, salacious allegations found in the Steele dossier. He was on the Yahoo News podcast when he said it. You know what? Baker is knee-deep in this, folks. They're all turning on Comey. They're like, no, don't send me to prison. Send Comey. Baker said he and others were so concerned about James Comey, as you know, when he was head of the FBI, briefing Trump on January 6th, 2017, on Russia's interference in the election, as well as the controversial dossier, that analogies were made to J. Edgar Hoover, the former FBI director who famously abused his power to blackmail individuals. He had files on everybody. You read about Hoover. And he blackmailed congressional candidates, Congress members. I mean, he was a crook. Baker did not recall the moment he first heard about the Steele dossier, and he couldn't remember the Bureau taking it seriously. Well, okay, let me attempt to comprehend this. Okay, the head of the CIA has just turned on the head of the FBI. And the general counsel of the FBI, former general counsel, has just turned on the head of the FBI and accused him of blackmail. Wrap your head around that for me. I know you're so sick of the coup. I am sick of the coup, too. Okay, I get it. But for that to happen in the United States of America, I mean, this is the kind of stuff you read in headlines from Argentina. Or Bolivia, or somewhere that's about to collapse. And then you know what's even more bizarre? Step back for this for just a minute. Just pretend like you're an alien. You've just come down here. Okay? And think how much this sounds like a third world country on the brink of a civil war. We now have elected officials casually publicly speaking about jailing each other. Okay? This is Nancy Pelosi just in the last week. She is the Democrat Speaker of the House.
Democrats have even raised the prospect of arresting the Treasury Secretary if he does not comply with congressional demands.
Well, let me just say that we do have a little jail down in the basement of the Capitol. But if we were arresting all of the people in the administration, we would have overcrowded jail situation, and I'm not for that.
Okay, so the week before that, she said that Bill Barr had committed a crime. Now there's a story out in the New York Times today saying that, anonymous source, so be careful. Bill Barr and Nancy Pelosi were both on the sidelines of the same event, and he joked, hey, did you bring your handcuffs, Nancy? Meanwhile, Jared Nadler was out there yesterday, and he and Schiff, who are the two committee chairs, Democrat committee chairs in the House, are talking about fining $25,000 a day, personally fining, not fining the agencies, people who won't turn over Trump's records, jailing people who won't turn over Trump's records. I mean, folks, it's getting thick out there. I mean, Democrats are wanting to put everybody that might expose this thing in prison or in jail. And you got the FBI general counsel accusing the head of the FBI of blackmailing the president of the United States of America. Oh, and we finally just found out what the insurance policy is. Now, you got to hear this. This is what has got them so freaked out. Folks, I can't help but think maybe these investigations will be real this time. Or they wouldn't be turning on each other. I mean, who knows, right?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
New study showing, we talked about this in the last segment, neat freaks, significantly happier, happier marriages, happier family relations, happier with their jobs than messy people. Well, the text line has exploded with people who want to know, what about me? Texter writes, I'm messy for a week. Okay, 2 weeks. Then it's full cleanup time. Then back to messy for 2 weeks. What am I? Happy for 2 weeks, maybe? That's me. I let it all slide till I can't take it anymore. And they go through like a whirlwind. You don't know what hit the place. Looks like a neat freak lives there. And then boom, there it goes. Never been able to keep it up consistently. I'm always impressed with people who can. Like you walk in and there's not a speck of dust anywhere. Like you could get down on your knees and look for that speck of dust. That has never been me. My mom was like that. I just marvel at it. How do you do that? I go through sweep my house, and it doesn't matter. My days, I still can find a speck. You know those people that don't have the speck? It's nowhere. How do you get it out? What, do you lick it with your tongue until it's clean? And you walk into their house, you're like, I will never achieve this. I could spend all day Saturday. I will never achieve this. So I don't even try half the time. Half the time I do. So I'm like this person. I don't know. They didn't measure people like us in the poll. Okay. A remarkable statement by Devin Nunes. Remember the insurance policy? Yeah, we were sitting around in Andy's office when Andy was the head of the FBI, Andrew McCabe. We decided we need an insurance policy in case this guy Trump wins. Because we've been at Walmart and we've seen the kind of people who would vote for Trump. And they're not smart like us. We're FBI and we should pick the president. Gosh darn it. And if they pick the wrong one, we ought to fix it. That insurance policy. Ever wonder what the insurance policy was? No one has seen more classified documents than the Gang of Eight. And Devin Nunes is a member of the Gang of Eight. Classified documents, I mean, related to this whole Trump-Russia thing. And here's what Devin Nunes said yesterday.
So remember the talk of the insurance policy by Strzok and Page on the text messages? We believe that insurance policy is not just about investigating the Trump campaign. We believe it is to ensure that they were able to get the FISA warrant on Carter Page so that they could go in and look at all the emails in the campaign.
So the Carter Page was just being used, his constitutional, it's a no small deal, but they violated his constitutional rights to get a backdoor into all things Trump campaign. That would be the Trump transition, and that would be even the Trump presidency, correct, sir?
It's horrible what they have done to many Americans.
Bingo. Now do you see why you have the absolute remarkable situation in American history? I mean, can you think of the parallel of this ever in our country? The general counsel of the FBI, that's the top lawyer at the FBI, accusing the director of the FBI of attempting to blackmail the president? I mean, maybe on TV. And then the FBI, and then the head of the CIA, who's just deeply involved in all this, John Brennan, turning on the head of the FBI and blaming him for the quality of the intel in the FISA application. I mean, this is like nothing we've ever seen. Do you know how big of a deal this is? This should be story number one today. I mean, this is unprecedented in American history. And then to have the Speaker of the House threatening to just throw them all in prison. Yeah, whole Trump administration, starting with Bill Barr. Why Bill Barr? He's the one looking into all these people who are suddenly turning on each other. Isn't that weird? And I can't guarantee you where anything's going to come of this, but they're sure acting like it. No. Remember when Attorney General Rip Van Sessions announced that he was appointing a Democrat in good standing to investigate the Hillary investigation and the investigators at the FBI? They never did this. They never acted like this. You know why? They knew they had it in the bag. They knew they could control him. They're acting like they don't know who they can control. Like they're acting like nervous. I don't know. That'd be interesting, though. All right. Coming up on the show. Remember when I suggested, look, I mean, if you can bring an emotional support donkey on an airplane because you tell the airline that it would upset you if you couldn't, then surely we could demand a new end for Game of Thrones, right? No. We'll just check our privilege card and demand it. No. Everybody does this now. I was joking. Guess what? No. You tell somebody they've upset you in our society, it all comes to a halt. And you get whatever you want or you think you can. People are trying it. Where do you hear this?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.